evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris Potter and I'm the Acting Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to this meeting of Council. I will introduce the members of the Council Executive Management Team first. First of all, we have Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering. Teresa Dominic, Director of Planning and Environment. Philip Lee, the Director of Shared Services. And Malcolm Ford, the Acting Director of Community Programmes. I'll now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. First, from Heidi Ward, we have Councillor Jeff Goff, Councillor Jim Grivakostopoulos, and Councillor Michelle Kleinert. From Kunung Ward, we have Councillors Dot Haynes, Stephen O'Brien, and from the Mullum Ward, we have Councillors Meg Downey, Councillor Sophie Galbally, and Councillor Paul McLeish. Would you please all stand for Her Worship the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Jennifer Yang.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of this land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I would like to welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are controlled by a meeting procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time allows people who register prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and this can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item 2, apologize for absence and granting of leave of absence. Thank you. Councillors, it is with a deep regret and sadness that I inform you of the recent passing of Helen Larkin, the widow of Freeman of the City, ex-councillor Bill Larkin, and former mayoress of the city of Doncaster and Templestowe, and also the city of Manningham. Helen passed away on 22nd January 2016 after a short illness. Helen was not only a former mayoress of the city of Manningham and city of Doncaster and Templestowe. She was a valued community member who gave her time to various organizations across the city. Helen was instrumental in the establishment of the Kevin Hine Growth Center in Doncaster. She initiated and led a number of successful complementary services for the Manningham Center, including the auxiliary and the KCR kiosk. She was a committed and generous lady who gave her time and effort over decades to the community of Manningham. She will be long and warmly remembered. With your concurrence, I would like to have a standing order suspended for Council to pass a motion of condolence. Do I have a mover and seconder? Council,
I move that the standing order 6.1 be suspended to enable a motion of condolence to be taken.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Goh. For all, so I put on the board, for all those in favour. That's carried. Now, standing order has been suspended. Do I have a motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I move that Council place on record its sorrow and regret at the recent passing of Helen Larkin. Record its appreciation of the contribution by Mrs. Larkin to the local Manningham community and pass on to her family its sincere sympathy and deepest condolences at this very sad time.
Thank you. This motion is moved by Councillor Haynes. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Goh. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you. I'm going to read. Helen Larkin was a friend to me over many years. For many, she was Bill's wife. And for me, the partnership that they had was a pleasure to have experienced and watched. Helen would encourage me in my personal and my community life. She would inform me about things that were happening that she saw as unfair. She would ask me how I was, calling me with many unexpected phone calls. And she had a sense of when things were pressure on me and insisted I get there for a bowl of soup or a cuppa. After a number of years of encouragement to try to become a councillor, here I am. The day of the count, she told Bill to bring me home. And once I got there, another bowl of soup and a short, loving word of wisdom would be added. After a cup of tea in a lovely cup and saucer with a biscuit, and after some discussions as to what I was up to and what I was thinking, I would be sent on my way with added encouragement of words saying, I look forward to seeing you do that. When Helen fell, and she was black and blue all over, with a huge black egg on her head, it looked as though she'd been beaten up and was laying there in the hospital, all worried about Bill, though. She just wanted to get home to him. Helen knew what she wanted to do and how to achieve it. Even when others disagreed about her methods, she allowed me to take her to some concerts and movies and out and eat sometimes. After Bill's passing, we talked about our upbringings, life stories and experiences in childhood. Helen and I both had different forms of what was family, yet we both spent time as young children in government-supplied care. Helen allowed me to finish some things in and around her home. I was able to put some bird boxes up to support her love of native birds and animals, cut down some overgrowth and a big old tree trunk, fix the watering system, paint and fix some inside rooms, and just allowed me to be involved in her home life as well as her public life. It was a real privilege to have her be the one to do the first proofreading of my book, that she had continued to ask me what I was doing with it. And when last year I finally published it, then she asked me what was next. When am I going public, and other personal things that she had the desire to press me on. The week before her death, we talked and she again asked a number of personal questions, and again, when public with the book. After informing her of my thinking, she gave me a big smile and said, that sounds like a good way to do it. We talked about the election coming up and my promises to rerun and why. Helen gave me this Manningham black folder that I hold in my hand and I carry around, that was Bill's, which I will also cherish, along with the many memories and stories that we shared. We both have a lot of common ideas about life. Her understanding of me was second to none. Helen had a mother's heart. Her actions of honesty with loving, caring questioning that was always direct enough to get a clear understanding and commitment of what was ahead. I was able to relate to every word that she said and very comfortable to spend time with her. Helen's love was simplistic and practical. She was one of a kind, a rock for me, and I will miss her often. Sorry. Helen was like the mother that I never had to me. I appreciated her love and concern so much. I will always remember her. As a counsellor here in Manningham now, I thank you all for the privilege to share our story and for her, the story and some of the times that I spent with her. There are some members of her family here tonight, and I thank her and Leonie and others of the family that shared their mother with me and for sharing the appreciation and the love that she had, not just with me, but with the community as well. I truly appreciate it. I'm very grateful to be able to do this tonight. Thank you all.
Councillor Goff. Anyone wish to speak? No, I ask that this motion be passed by councillors standing in silent assent. The motion is carried unanimously. Can I now have a motion to resume standing orders? Moved, Councillor Haynes.
I move that standing orders be resumed.
Seconded by Councillor Goff. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 3, prior notification of conflict of interest. Are there any notification of conflict of interest?
I've received one notification, Madam Mayor. Councillor Michelle Kleinert for item 10.1 concerning the Templestowe Village Special Charge Scheme 2015-2020, the interest being an indirect interest of close association.
Thank you. Item 4, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on 15th December 2016. Do I have a mover? Moved, Councillor Downey.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 15th of December 2015 be confirmed.
Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Grivokostopoulos. Councillor Downey. You do wish to say?
No. Yeah.
Councillor Grivokostopoulos. Anyone against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 5, verbal questions from the public. Are there any questions from the public?
Questions from the public, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item 6, presentations. Councillor, firstly, I would like to acknowledge the recipients of the Manningham Citizen and Young Citizen of the Year, Jeff Clue and Chandler Lancaster. At the Menzies Community Australian Day Awards, Councillor Dawn Haynes was recognized for her involvement with the Manningham Interface Network, and in particular, her work on Harmony Day and the Respect Soccer event. Also acknowledged was staff member Wendy Rose. Wendy gives her time to support many young people who are at risk of disengaging from school and society. She has been a foster care for over 20 years. Congratulations to both Dot and Wendy. The Manningham Australian Day Perpetual Trophy was presented to the city by the Victorian Australia Day Committee in year 2000. The task of selecting a group or individuals who have demonstrated character, character traits worthy of such an award is by the Manningham Promoting Character Committee. This year, the trophy was awarded to the Women's Friendship Group by their work in building friendship and harmony through compassion. We send our congratulations to Helen Jesovic and her committee for their continued contribution to our community. Manningham is pleased to note that eight residents have been acknowledged in the Australia Day Honours list. They include Scott Didier, OAM, for significant service to children through roles with a range of charitable organisations, as a supporter of sporting clubs and to business. Hoa Fen Wenen, OAM, for service to social welfare organisations and to the Baptist Union of Victoria. Abdul Kazi, AM, for significant service to secondary education, to the Islamic and Multicultural Committees of Victoria, and to interfaith dialogue. Brother Sean Keith, OAM, for service to the community of Manningham and to the people of Timor-Leste. Jock McNash, OAM, for service to the visual arts and to the community of Warrandyte. Tony Moni, OAM, for service to the community through a range of organizations. Stephen Pesco, OAM, for service to cricket. Nicholas Tonti Filippini, AM, for distinguished service to territory education, particularly in the area of bioethics, through academic leadership and advisory roles, and to medical research. Item 7, petitions and joint letters.
There are no petitions and joint letters, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item 8, admission of urgent business.
There are no items of urgent business, Madam Mayor.
Item 9, planning permit applications.
There are no planning permit applications, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Item 10, planning and environment. Item 10.1, Templestowe Village Special Charge Scheme 2015 to 2020, further consultation.
Councillors, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in the item being in direct interest of close association and will be leaving the meeting room for the duration of the discussion and voting on this matter.
Please note, Councillor Kleiner has left the room. Do I have a mover for this item? Move, Councillor Griba-Gostopoulos.
Move that the recommendation be adopted, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Goff. Councillor Griba-Gostopoulos.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillors, as you recall, that in the November meeting of Council last year, it was resolved to undertake further consultation about the level of support to the special charge scheme before we come in and make a decision on whether we proceed with the scheme or not. The consultation has been complete and indicates that there is a significant support for the discontinuance of the scheme. 162 property owners and occupiers were invited and to make submissions by the 15th of January. Out of that, 91.4% of the business owners and 85.2% of the property owners supported the discontinuance of the scheme. The scheme was to be a positive local development initiative for Templestowe Village, but with the increased opposition and the cost of contesting the matter, it is appropriate for Council to discontinue this scheme. So I encourage my fellow councillors to endorse the resolution in front of us.
Thank you. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I rise to support this motion for the discontinuance of the scheme. But it's with a little bit of sadness because in many ways, perhaps we've visited the end of an era. Manningham, through its, I suppose, active participation in community, have over the years known the great importance of local shopping centres, not only for their service to the local communities, but as a place for the communities to go to. And as such, we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort with relationships with our small shopping centres throughout the area. One sort of compete against the bigger organised international shopping centres and chains, but secondly, I suppose get that community feel into them. And indeed, part of that, the council spends a lot of money on upgrades, beautifying the areas. Sometimes we do go into schemes where people put in money from the trading, from the traders. And part of that support has been helping the traders organise themselves. And it's been, I suppose, through the cost of council, through the organisation, but we were using a method to raise money so that they could actually raise money for themselves, and it was spent on the shopping centre for advertising and whatever. And it's a scheme that we've had going in quite a number of our shopping centres, strip shops and little shopping centres throughout Manningham. And it's worked well over the years. It's unfortunate that, you know, in many ways we can't read minds and when things get political, but, you know, we go out and it did meet, a level of support that we would go through with it. It was challenging, and then the second time we go out, it didn't meet it. And as such, we're not here to spend money on going and fighting scraps. That's not what we're here for. We're here to help our community. And to what extent council should involve itself in these sorts of things comes into question. We've participated in these schemes over the years through goodwill of wanting success for our local communities. And unfortunately, in this case, it's not going to happen here. So we haven't got that support. It's going to end. Yes, it is going to save us officer time. It doesn't really save us money, but it does save us officer time. But, you know, it is something that we still have as a council, a belief in local shopping centres, and we still want them to thrive. It's unfortunate that the involvement here has led us down this path to needing to abandon that particular scheme, and it actually would call into question other schemes that we're going, because we really do need that support of yes before we ever get involved again. So, councillors, I do hope that everyone supports this particular motion. But that's it.
Anyone speaking against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lies carried. Please note, Councillor Kleiner has returned the chamber.